Sir Liam Buckley a point here at Turner's Cross. Are you happy with that?
I think a draw was a fair result in the 90 minutes. I thought we've done quite well, actually. We've obviously downed a few bodies, and some of the younger lads came in. I thought they did great. Niall Moran came in, did super in the midfield, and then he had to be switched to right back as Dante went off. We're missing Daryl Fordyce and Murray and whatever. But Liam Kerrigan came in, did really well, and John Mahon, and all these kids are still under 20 years of age. You know, still learning the business that we're in, but I thought they all did great.
Were you pleased with the first half in particular? You seem to have a lot of the play in the first half.
Yeah, we've got to encourage that. If we're going to get the best out of this group of players that we have, we've got to learn to grow into passing each other and develop our own patterns of play and trusting each other that we're going to get better. We've a lot of good players in our group, but individually, fine. Collectively, we've got to work at it.
The second half, Cork City came into it a bit more. Mitchell Beeney making that great save as well.
Yeah. Well, again, it was defensively poor from our end of it, but a great save. Kept us in the game at that stage, you know, but it was a great save, in fairness.
The fact that you're missing so many frontline players, I spoke to Johnny as well, he mentioned that. Is that pleasing that you can come here and earn a point like that?
It is pleasing, yeah. And especially for the young lads, like I said to them, whether you're 18 or 28, I've got to treat them as adults and professionals, you know, kind of way. And if we're coming down to try and get a result, we need them all to put in a shift on the performance. And in fairness to them, they did put in a shift on the performance. I do think they'll get better once things calm down and we walk away through the season. But that's it, let them delay it. It's a good point.
You've got a big weekend coming up, as I said to Johnny as well, with Finn Harps and UCD. How do you think things are gelling now ahead of that?
Look, I thought we've done okay against Bowes a few weeks back for the first half. Ronan was sent off and that sort of messed us around for the second half. And then we've picked up against Dundalk and done all right. I thought we were poor down in Shikor for the first half, second half. I thought we did all right. I thought we've done okay this evening. There's better quality in this group, you know, and as I say, collectively we have to get the sum of the parts to make it work for us.
Can you feel that you're getting your philosophy through to the players now after 12 games of the league campaign?
Well, it's hard work in relation to trying to get where I wanted to get to. I do feel that we have the raw ingredients to have a really good team here, you know. And it's that collective aspect of getting into people's feet and passing it and linking it in and developing patterns of play and trusting in yourselves, you know, kind of way. Some of the pitches haven't helped this year in relation to trying to do that, but I do feel we'll get there, yeah.
Just finally, Liam, on Dante Leverock, he had to come off, as you say, at the start of the second half. Can you update us on his injury?
It's a slight hamstring. He's had this for the last couple of weeks. Now, we'll see how it goes into next Friday, but we're not sure whether it's a pull or a strain or whether it's something else related to the hamstring, so we'll have that checked through the week.